It's so much fun going through these psalms with you. I've literally been doing it for about 43 to 45 years, and the psalms have been very comforting to me and very helpful. And Psalm 8 is like that. And the verses that I've chosen to summarize these nine verses are verses 3 through 5, and I call this Majestic Man Plan because this is one of the messianic psalms. Messiah means it's the deliverer. Jesus is the Messiah. He's woven not only through the psalms, but all the way through the scriptures. Verse 1, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. And verse 3, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars. You ever feel that way when you're looking at a beautiful moon or a starry, dark starry night? Which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him? Big question. Why do you even care about us? Why did you even create us? And then he distinguishes the Son of Man that you care for him. And I think this is the prophetic part about Jesus. Yet you have made him, the Son of Man, and we know that Jesus called himself the Son of Man, a little lower than God. And you crown him with glory and majesty, and you make him rule over the works of your hands, and you have put all things under his feet. Very reminiscent of what you read in the book of Colossians. And if you're looking for a brief read today, just to think about that whole idea about the rule of the Messiah, the rule of the Son, check it out. Pretty neat.